Mayor Sir Jake Berry's told officers of an internal failure to act on complaints that allowed offending to continue. The Prime Minister's urged anyone with information to come forward.
The Conservative Party has robust independent complaints procedures in place, but I would say to anybody who has information or evidence about any criminal acts to, of course, talk to the police. That's the right course of action.
Israel's military says it's effectively cut the Gaza Strip in two after another night of heavy attacks on the territory. Meanwhile, the UK's withdrawn some staff from its embassy in Lebanon as tensions across the Middle East continue to rise. Scotland's First Minister says it's disgraceful that police and fire crews were attacked in bonfire night disorder in Edinburgh. Fireworks and petrol bombs were thrown in the Nidri area of the city last night. Police Scotland say around eight officers have sustained minor injuries. As many as 12,000 people are still without water in Surrey after problems at a treatment works. A major incident's been declared in areas such as Guildford and Godalming. Bottled water's being handed out. Thames Waters blamed Storm Ciarán for the issues. It's claimed a rise in the number of children missing school could result in 9,000 more young offenders on the streets by 2027. A study by the Centre for Social Justice suggests kids who don't go to class are three times more likely to turn to crime than those who do. It's also concerned they could be groomed into violent gangs. This teenager, who lives in Croydon in South London, used to skip school but is now focused on his studies.
Once you step outside the house and you're not in school, they're going to understand that you don't want this life. And they're going to start taking advantages. So they're going to want to get you into this life, into this game.
And finally, Pete Garner, the original bassist in the Stone Roses, has died aged 61. He was in the rock band until 1987. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Chris. Let's look at the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it is 13 degrees, sunny with a gentle breeze. It's going to cloud over around about 1 o'clock. To 2 o'clock. Still going to get a bit of sunshine. Then it'll be back with some bright sunshine again. It's a lovely day out there. It'll be remaining dry and crisp at 13 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon and good afternoon to Rob as well. I was chatting to Rob. He was talking about crisps and sandwiches and it disappeared. I was like, oh, he said, I'm tuned into the show. Disappeared. He went, hello, I'm back. Hiya, Rob. Rob is an excellent drummer and percussionist and sound engineer. There we go. He's doing all amazing things and does loads of gigs as well. He's always traveling all over the country doing gigs with bands and doing the sound, because that's like, well, you know, you get the guy at the back that goes, get away from me. And they're roped off and they've got that big mixing desk and they're sat there and they, you know, and they're staring and they're listening and they're getting the sound right for the room. It can be really, some venues have just got bad sound. I know a couple, not that any that Rob would have done, but I mean, some of the things you do, it bounces or you get like that. It's a very difficult job. It's not easy. You've probably got, I don't know, maybe 24 or 48 tracks or something. So you've got backing vocalists. Don't forget, you've got the kick drum, you've got the snare, you've got your cymbals. Everything's mic'd up, keyboard player. You've got lead vocals. You might have brass. I mean, that's only just a few bits. And you've got to get those all balanced throughout the whole thing. You know, otherwise you'll end up with the bass being too loud or it bounces around. It's really hard. It is really hard. Not something I want to do. And then you've got the band as well, especially if they're a little bit famous. You get people who are a bit of a diva. Not that we're going to say anything. We are concentrating and trying to listen. Yeah, I know. Yeah, and you've got people trying to talk to you. Don't you just hate that? If you're a gig and, you know, when I used to be doing a solo gig, somebody would be coming up, I'd be singing away some horrible cover song and somebody would be going, excuse me, can you just, we need the car park's full and we need you to, I mean, I'm singing! Because if you're singing to backing tracks, it's quite, because if you stop and you chat to somebody or somebody might say, could you just say happy birthday to... You're like, yeah, we'll do them. Yeah, at the end of the song. And then you've lost your place. It's funny. I had a guy once singing into my speaker. This is the only time, two times I've lost my temper when I was doing a gig. And one of them was when a guy was standing in front of my speaker and I'm singing and he was going, yes, 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 just like that when I was singing into my speaker. So by the end of my song, I went, get away from my speaker. And it literally, it was so loud that he staggered backwards because he was an inch away from my speaker. I don't know why he didn't do that with the music. And then he, and then everyone in the pub just turned round and I went, anyway. And it was just, people started laughing. And the worst thing was he went and got his coat and then he left. He left the place. But he shouldn't have been there. Yeah. Was it punters who have an opinion on how it should sound to them? Yeah, punters have got no idea. I mean, you know, it depends where you're standing as well. It's somebody who's doing a mix of a live band. They're doing the mix from the best place, which is normally at the back, and they're doing a sound for as many people as possible. If you're at the front, you might get a slightly different sound, but so what? You're there to see the band. You've paid your money. Yeah, whatever. Opinions are like, oh, I can't say that on air. I can't say that on air. No, I'm not going to. It's a daytime radio show. Now, I was going to play Tom Jones, but I rudely talked so much up to the news. I'm so talkative on a Monday. I do apologise. So I thought I'd have him now. This is Tom Jones with Thunderball. Oh! Imagine mixing this. Oh.
He always runs while others walk. Talk. He looks at this world and wants it all. So he strikes like thunderbolt. Success. His needs are more, so he gives less. They call him the winner who takes all, and he strikes.
Sound. This is called First Light. Independent music at its best.
Romance.
just had a message from Brigitte all the way over in France. She said, yes, independent music is the best. You're right, it is. Independent music at its best. And that was the Music of Sound with First Light. That was composed by Neil March and has, I think it's Florrie, you'll have to excuse me because I can't see with the glasses on piano. Vocals, you've got Eleanor, and who's playing flute, rather, and Neil on synth programming. It's a really beautiful, lovely, you know, relaxing kind of, just makes you want to just wait. It's lovely, isn't it, the way you can get into a mood with music. I tell you what, Neil's Trostock is far more descriptive when he's talking about music. I'm always saying I love that, that's great, but generally I do, that's why I say it. I'm just not very good at doing the descriptions. I'm a bit the genres of music, I get a little bit confused. Even when I'm, even if I've got a song out myself, I'm like, what is that? What genre is that? I get very confused. I really do. There was a job that came up working for the Arts Council a couple of months ago, which I really, really wanted to go for. But part of the job, it was helping actually people get grants to basically create and make music. And I just thought, I'd love that. All age groups coming to you for help and, you know, help putting on gigs. And I thought, this sounds amazing. Like, I'd love to do that, get involved, you know. And then it was, and part of it was about the genres. And I thought, I'm going to muck that up. If I'm in an interview, they're going to say, what do you think of that genre? And I'd be like, that's great, isn't it? Getting feel. There's no, I mean, I can do jobs like that. Anything needs a bit of organisation and getting people, you know, I can do it. But yeah, it's a shame I didn't go for it. I wanted to. I did want to. Now, coming up, I thought we'd go to a little bit of, I think this is 80s pop. Pop electronica? I could be wrong.
Oh, baby.
Come on, it must be.
You spin me round and down.
It's, yeah, it is electronica pop. Maybe.
Besides of you. Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back! At the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The magic's working.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Shadows fading our faces, dreams in.
had the puppy when I met him at the zebra cross. Said, you need protection from every direction that she'll get you anyhow. Cause she's a golden retriever, but she's not all this coin. Eat too blindly on every alley, there she'll creep.
Is Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with Bauhaus Staircase, is that right? So that group. Trying my best. Now you've got loads more coming up after me today on Phoenix FM. you'll be pleased to know. After me, well, coming up very soon, we'll have a chat with Scott Ross. He's going to be in the studio with some interviews. Great music brought to you by Scott Ross. Joe Bailey's going to be bringing you home with local events, interviews, drive time lessons, guest intro, and Jay, I think it's Jackson Freely, featuring as a prison officer on the hit Channel 4 show Banged Up. He's going to be talking to Joe about his experience on the show and life in general. Under the Radar with Andy Gardner is coming up. 2 hours of current Indian alternative tunes. Turn It Up with Vixter, playing 2 hours of electronic dance music to broaden your musical horizons. And you can have a look at him on the webcam as well. At 8 o'clock, he's always got the webcam on and dancing in the studio. And then you've got the uninterrupted recent chart hits on the playlist, going through till 7 o'clock in the morning, when Mikey Porter will be back with the breakfast show here on Phoenix FM. So that's all coming up for the rest of the day. I've got guests galore this week. Tomorrow I'm talking to the House Gospel Choir, Natalie, who's the founder and creative director. And then on Wednesday, Brentwood Arts Cinema Club are coming in to have a chat with me. On Thursday, I've got Paul's Live. They're going to be chatting, that is Charlotte and Lily. They're going to be talking about the event they've got coming up with regards to the menopause. So we'll be chatting to them on Wednesday as well. And then on Friday, I'm going to be chatting to Warren from Not Just Travel, and also Francesca Spiteri from Butterfly Meadows. So it's all kicking off tomorrow. It'll be a busy week for me with lots of shows. But you can check out the website, allthewsphoenixfm.com, because there are a beautiful selection of shows coming up. And you can listen back to some of the interviews we've got as well. I think I might have just heard Scott Ross creeping into the studio. I'm not sure. I thought I just heard the door go. There was like a sound. Hello, are you there? Let's get creeped out, because I'm here on my own. There's no producer, it's just me. I mean, if there was a producer, they probably wouldn't let me on here. Oh, do you know what? I had Teresa Bazaar from Dollar chatting to me a couple of months ago. She was over here doing a tour a little while ago. She was absolutely great fun. Dollar were back in the 1980s. Heady days are like Top of the Pops. No mobile phones. Used to get a ring to say they'd be on Top of the Pops the next day. You do your own outfit. All very kind of like, you know, just get on with it. She was really good fun to chat to. She also worked with Gary Newman. I didn't even know that. But here she is. This is Dollar with a track called Videotech.
I take my partner from the screen and hold her close. I hold her close. One more chance to make it right. Holding hands in black and white. I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there. Leave my mind back in my room. Maybe I will blow it soon and fall.
complication doubts in my mind, and I don't have the time to think, to breathe. I'm living in a dream, and I don't know what they expect from me. I wanna live every day of my life, sit on the rooftops where I learn to fly. But I know that I don't need nothing more, just one living tour. I don't need no second life, I don't need no extra time, cause both my hands are burning from this midnight oil at night. But it's that warm sensation to make sure I'm alright. I wanna live every day of my life, sing on the rooftops where I learn to fly. And I know that I don't need nothing more, while living's for. I wanna live every day of my life, sit on the rooftops where I learn to fly. And I know that I don't need nothing more, cause that's what living, while living's for. While living's for. Yeah, while living's for. And I don't need nobody to say who I should be, cause it's the days when I'm myself, that only I am free. And I can feel a love, I feel it rising through my bones, the only thing I've ever known that takes me back to home. So don't let them tell you that you are not enough, it's that individuality that sprinkles into love. And don't let them tell you that your life is just a script, gotta rip it all to pieces, and only then you will believe.
Now, he looks like he's had his hair cut, which looks absolutely gorgeous. And I'm joined in the studio by the one and only Scott Ross.
You're quite right. I had it cut.
Did you?
Yeah.
It looks very nice. Because it was looking, I said to you the other day, looked like you straightened it.
No, I hadn't straightened it. It just was incredibly long, but there you are.
Oh, well, look at the state of mine. I look like a woman's got cats. I need to go and get my hair cut. It's terrible. It just looked awful.
Well, we had a bit of an issue because my wife always cuts my hair for me.
Yeah.
And when we put the cutter on, it wouldn't work. So we had to have a bit of a problem to get it going. I think I'll have to buy another one now.
Clippers.
There you are. Yeah.
They do pay for themselves because, you know, it's very expensive. So did you have... One of my friends is very similar, doesn't like going to the hairdressers and used to be very frightened as a kid. Is that something that happened to you that put you off going?
No, just don't like paying.
There is that. My nephew actually married a hairdresser, and this is the one that when my sister took him to the hairdressers, because my sister was my sister Chris, not here anymore, but she was lovely and very funny.
Yeah.
And she took her son, and he's like 30, no, he's 40 now.
Yeah.
But she took her son to the hairdressers when he was little, and he sat there, and he was quite a quiet little boy. So they put him on a cushion, and he sat in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
And they started cutting his hair. And she was like, oh, you're being a good boy. And then and then all of a sudden she heard, pig. She was looking around, pig, 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 pig. And that's where he just screamed the word pig. As they were cutting his hair, and that was it. He just, pig, pig.
Jimmy.
I know, it just sounds like he was possessed by something. But then, funny enough, he married a hairdresser. They're not together now, but she used to cut his hair.
Well, he was obviously a cut above the average.
Yay! Yeah. Thank you very much. What's coming up on your excellent show? Have we said anything yet? Oh, I turned this music down. We need to to find out.
Well, today I thought we'd better play the new Beatles track because it's been causing quite a sensation. And we're also going to be playing a track by the Rolling Stones from their new album, which has been going down an absolute storm over there in the USA. And we also got news of an unusual and unwelcome addition to a beer in China. And we're also going to be hearing about why a charity here in the UK has had to restrict what some people are giving for the charity.
Oh.
Yeah. All that and a whole stack of absolutely sensational music all coming up between 1 and 3 today, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
So if you're waiting out there with bated breath, he's coming up very, very soon with a show that is so sharp you could cut your whiskers on it.
I wish I could cut mine.
Well, I sort of, I think the same as well. I have a mistake. When I was on holiday, somebody gave me a mirror, like a magnifying mirror, because I should really have one. And I thought, I'll pluck my eyebrows. And when I looked at it, I was like, oh my God, there was a big black hair just there on my upper lip. Yeah, and I had to get the tweezers and pluck it. But I can't notice it because my eyesight's not very good anymore. It's terrible.
Well, I find that a lot of these things, I actually try and get scissors to get to because the razor won't get them. And then instead, because I cut my skin rather.
Why can't you just use a shaver rather than just cutting your skin?
I try to use the razor.
Oh, you want it waxed. Have you seen? I've seen these things where guys are having their beards waxed and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, makes me laugh.
Mm, well.
Anyway.
There you are.
Oh, well, he's getting a bit nasty, isn't he? You see what I mean? Comes in the studio and starts, like, you know, sits down, makes a noise, then gets the ump. We're in a minute to be friends off air. People won't believe it. People think we're enemies.
There you go.
When are we having our Tuesday club anyway? Let's talk about something that doesn't concern anyone else except for us.
Well, I'm happy any time you like.
Yeah, it's Bob, isn't it?
Now,
he's the problem.
Well, last week it was Tony.
Yeah, exactly. He went out with his son for the day.
He said it was still half term. I don't know why, because everywhere else the schools were back. So
yeah, it's a load of rubbish.
I think he was just taking him out for the day.
Yeah, he just let us down. Yeah, he wanted to spend time with his son rather than seeing his friends. I mean, what sort of person is that?
I think it's a disgrace.
You're listening out there, Tony Smith, who does Sundays with your new friend, Vicky Michelle. from Allah. He just wants to be on telly. I've got no doubt about that we'll suddenly see Tony popping up on some news station.
Some news station?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it'll be a regular. He'll probably go on there as the only way is Tony or something.
Yeah,
like
well, he has been on. We've had quite a lot of famous people. I mean, Jordan, she's everywhere at the moment. She was the presenter here. We've had Sonny, who's now on Capital Way Breakfast.
He's now. It's a now evening show.
He's now on the evening show. You've got Rob, who's on BBC Essex. Yeah. We've got, who else have we had? We've had Steve Davis.
And there's also a guy who's now on Radio Essex.
Who's that?
Connor.
Connor? Oh, yes, Connor. Yeah. Connor, yeah. Yeah. Not, he's not called Connor Connor. That'd be an unusual name.
No.
Look out for him,
I just
Connor
can't
Connor.
Remember his other name.
Yeah, but we've had a lot of people come through, and then you've got people like myself and Scott that nobody else wants. So we just have to stay here hoping we're allowed to broadcast while all the other stations are shutting down.
Well, that's right.
Don't take our job.
At least none of those other stations are being forced to close, and we're still here. There you are.
We are still here because we have excellent advertising packages. I thought I'd just put that in. And we've got an amazing array of presenters. That's why Phoenix FM goes from strength to strength. And I know loads of you tune into different shows here, but they are all individual shows, whether you've got sports, the music shows, art shows, country music, indie, daytime shows. There are so many amazing shows and guest interviews, all done really by volunteers.
Well, as you say, we've got some amazing presenters. And you've also got us.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Bridget's listening today.
I heard that she was listening
she's
today.
Back.
Yeah.
I don't think she ever goes away, but she is listening today. And I think she's waiting for your dulcet tones to come up between 1 and 3.
Well, there you are.
There
great
you
stuff.
Are. And look you can talk about it. Yeah, but she might even say hello to you on the...
She might.
She probably won't.
Probably say goodbye.
Do you like Miami Sound Machine? Remember them?
I do.
Well, this is Duck, 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 to beat.
Emergency.
Scott Ross is going to be doing a show.
Emergency.
That's that's the last sound you want to do if you're doing a radio show.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm just saying to Scott Ross, the joys of... what was I talking about?
You were talking about the air fryers.
Yeah, air fryers. See, we talk about a lot of things off air. Don't think we're just simpletons here at Phoenix FM. We do actually talk about a lot. Air fryers are brilliant. I love them. I was actually one of the first people in the UK to buy one. And I know I was. And the one, I just use it all the time because I've got, the oven I've got is very old and it is one of those sort of double oven five.
It's
one of the, like the range cooker things without the coal, but it was costing so much the bill went right down when I started using the air fryer. Except I've got a small air fryer. I should have bought one with two drawers so that you can cook, you know, a whole chicken in one. And I haven't bought a whole chicken for about 3 months.
Oh.
And I normally do, because they go, but it's, when you look at them, they look so sad, and, well, obviously they're dead, but they look so sad, and they just look so like they've had a bad life, and I can't eat, and then if you want to get an organic chicken, they're about twice the price, and I don't want to buy a sad chicken that's had a sad life, that's had no feathers on it. I don't want, you know, I don't want that type of chicken. I want a chicken that's had a happy life, short that it may be, but, you know, that's had a happy life and looks a bit more plump, because a lot of these battery, if you buy that kind of chicken, they've had such a horrible life, and their meat tastes just like fat. Horrible.
Right. Well, you want to get one that's been plugged into the mains instead.
No, I just want to get one that's had a happy life, because the thing is, I am a meat eater, but... You know, I mean, if I had to kill an animal, I've said myself, I wouldn't be able to do it.
I couldn't do it.
Well, like, if I was on a desert island maybe for 6 weeks and I saw a hog rolling past, I'd have a go.
Right. Did you see that thing about in Wales where the papers found that they got this market where they were allegedly selling kittens for food?
No!
Seriously?
No, don't say that.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, over here in the West, we have a different way of looking at food. In other countries, as you know, they do eat different animals. I mean, my friend was over in Japan, and he had some slices of meat, which turned out to be horse. Now, we wouldn't do that over here. And other animals that they eat. So it depends on, you know, I mean, you know, if I had to kill something, I just wouldn't. And I know they've got all these animals in cages and all sorts of things in other places. And I'm like, no. So, but that's probably going back to the way we were here in the UK probably 200 years ago or 100 years ago. That's how the whole markets would
work. This market was in Wales.
There you are.
But it wasn't real. Don't worry.
Thank God for that. Don't say things like that on daytime radio. Bridget says, say hello to Scott and give him a hug for me. No, I won't do that. That's called sexual harassment. I laugh a lot listening to you both. I love that you have a picture of you and Scott and his new haircut. Can she have a picture of you with your new haircut? Maybe. He's charging for those. I'm sure he's still handsome, says Bridget. Of course, I'm going to listen to Bob this afternoon. Bob's not on. It's Scott Ross. That's what she's put. And his new Beatles, Now and Then, is what she said. Actually, she made a mistake. Not Bob. It's Scott, of course, she's going to be listening to.
Yeah,
there we go.
Right.
There we go. It's too late. She just put the words air fryer, nothing else. I don't know what that is. Right, just very quickly, because we're coming up to... I've got to play a song before I get to the news. I did say to people, if you could go back in time by 10 years and meet yourself, what 5 words would you say to change your life? So let's have a little look and see what we've got. Oh, hold on a minute. Why am I looking at the wrong page? Oh, yeah, hold on a sec. Let me find the right page. That's always the best thing to do. There we go. Talk amongst yourself. I should have lined this up properly. So what 5 words would you say to yourself if you could go back in time? Now, Rogue Effect said, don't wait too long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rob said, you don't want to do that. Very good. Rob said, in 10 years' time, this will happen. You've got Stephen said, 40 years ago, do a degree in nautical science. You're good at maths and maths-based things. Don't do a music history degree, even though you love music. It's all essay writing, which you hate. Christopher said he'd say the words, keep going, don't give up. Stephen said, patience, this too will change. And I think Nancy made a comment as well, you're going to look old. And I said to Nancy, I'm finding taking Instagram videos a real struggle at the moment because I have to wait for my face to wake up, although it's normally about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You get to that stage, don't you? Wake up, you go, don't take a picture this early. I have to let my face wake up.
I would just point out to whoever it was who said that you shouldn't take an exam in music order. It was more than 5 words.
Oh, yeah, it was actually. Yeah, but he's educated.
It was an essay.
Well, it was, but that's why he's super intelligent. And
there you are.
You know, you've got to give people their due. At least he answers the question of the day. A lot of people don't bother. There was a new dating rule that says women should only sleep with a man when he spends £1,000 on her needs. But we're not going to have enough time to manage that. On her needs. Not her needs. Oh, dear. That is not right.
That really would cap it.
That really would. Yeah. I'll leave that story up on the screen just in case you want to cover that if you've got any time during your show. Because I was going to mention it, but now I'm not. Now I'm going to leave you with a track by J-Bax, J-B-A-X, Emma Perry Music. And it's a track I've been playing out on the show called Feels. It's actually been on, I think, BBC Introducing as well, which is good that they've managed to catch up with all the lovely music that I play on my show. Which is always good. Thank you to them and everybody else who supports independent music. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Thanks for answering the question of the day. Have a great afternoon. Stay tuned. Scott's up next.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.